My guest this week is an award-winning interior designer, best known, much loved for her roles on The Block, Selling Houses Australia, but this woman has an undeniable eye for style. She's created stunning interiors for residential homes, commercial spaces around Australia. She is the most loved interior designer, decorator to the start. Now I'm just making stuff up. Shayna Blaze, welcome to Boxed In.
Yeah, you made up the most loved. Good on you.
No, I certainly didn't. No. You are so loved, Shayna, and you have this incredible talent and you know this because I have personally, I even got you into a house I was renovating to go, Shayna, what would you do here? I want to know everything about Shayna from way back. When did this eye start? Because I call it an eye because not everyone has a good eye. When did you realize I know how to put stuff together and make it look good?
Look, I think it takes a long time before you actually acknowledge that yourself. Like I think it was, you know, way into my career when I actually started doing that, because you question yourself and you think, oh, am I doing it? Am I faking it? Am I just, you know, people pat me on the back just for that reason. I think I was just meant to do it and not know that I was meant to do it. And, you know, I didn't come from a beautiful house. I didn't come from parents that had money. I didn't have parents that had taste. And so I think, you know, when you're a rebel,
I
was the rebel and going, well, you know, if you're not going to do something about it, I think I'm going to.
Wow.
And Dad, you know, always had a project and he did the bathroom, did the kitchen. And I came from a house where everything was never finished because, oh, let's do the next project. I was like, oh. So I think the frustration of what I lived within forced me to just go, you know what, I'm just not going to do that.
Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Hi, I'm Shayna Blaze and I am Boxed In with Fifi Box.
Because everybody knows you as this incredibly successful interior designer, what were the steps of your career though? What are the things that Shayna Blaze has done maybe early on that we didn't even realise that Shayna was doing?
Look, I think...
Did you study? Like, do you even study?
I did. Yeah, I went straight from high school into design school.
Mm-hmm.
And then a week after graduating, I had my first full-time job.
Really?
So it just went bang, bang, bang. So I didn't travel till I hit my 30s. So my whole, you know, sort of leaving high school was career and children.
Right,
so my 20s were taken up with that.
Yeah. Look, that's a lot to take up. Career and children. That's a lot for
just
someone in their 20s.
Just banging it out. I think the thing was, like, going from high school into a career, it just felt natural. I didn't pick interior design. It picked me as well.
Yeah.
And I think this is why I tell people, just don't panic about what you're meant to do, because you just go with what you feel good at the time. Take the skills with it. Give it 100%, because you don't know where those transferable skills will come in the future.
Exactly.
And, you know, I've lived by that in so many ways because, you know, I did a writing course. I don't think a lot of people know about that.
No.
I actually did creative writing for 2 years because being an interior designer was so consuming with little babies. Like,
of
they
course.
Were 4 and 5 and it was too hard. So I used to do a lot of writing and do a lot of songwriting and be in a band. But it got to the stage where I was trying to look at how do I get out of singing, because it doesn't make a lot of money.
Mm.
Do I go back to interiors? What do I do? And I love storytelling.
Yeah.
So I did creative writing for 2 years with the thoughts of doing novels. So I actually wrote 3 novels.
Get out, Shayna.
I think this is the first time I've said this out loud.
This is great.
Got rejected 10 times, but I kept thinking, oh, it's like, you know, JK Rowling, just keep going.
Yes.
But I absolutely loved it. So
where are these novels now?
Well, they're actually on a floppy disk. Yeah. That's how long ago it was.
Should we try to get them printed? Let's reprint them.
The quite funny thing is that I wrote, as I said, 3. One's unfinished, but the second one I wrote, I cannot believe the content, because I wrote it about a mother that had Alzheimer's.
Really?
And my mum was probably diagnosed 5 years after I wrote that.
No way.
So I'm a little bit nervous to go back to it.
I bet you are.
Yeah, because I don't know what I wrote. And I've actually, last year, I worked on an incredible project up in Brisbane with a village of integrating aged care but also Alzheimer's. And it's just a beautiful village, and so many light bulb moments of when I was doing things, I'm going, my God, I wrote about this.
Gee.
And it's almost like no one would believe me. So the floppy disk is in storage somewhere, but I think it might be just a romanticized version of something. But yeah,
I
think the stories will come back. And the great thing is when I did the writing course, I always thought I was going to write novels, but I ended up writing articles and design books. So you know what I mean? You never know which way it's going to go.
This is Boxed In. I'm Fifi Box, and my special guest this week is block judge Shayna Blaze. When did the TV break happen? So, and how did that happen? So you're just, you're obviously a professional in your industry. The next minute, you're all over the all over all shows on all its networks. I mean, Shayna, you're like everywhere. It's amazing.
Look, it's quite funny how that came about, because it got to a stage, like, you know, with any sort of career and what you do, I always do like, so where am I going to be in 5 years? Where am I going to be in 3 years and 1 year? So I always start in the future and then work backwards. So I'm a big planner.
That's great. I plan nothing. I don't even know how I'm here.
But you know what? That's great too, because it works for you. And I think, you know, I'm a list person and then I throw it to the wind. Like, a lot of the time I write everything and then I close it in a book and let the universe take care. Doesn't mean I'm not actively doing stuff. But I think with the TV, it came in two forms, in that I went to a business group. It was just a whole group of people wanting to sort of chat and say, well, I'm not getting where I want, when am I going to do this? And it was just really brainstorming with each like-minded people of different levels of success, different levels of what their business is. But it was literally people wanting to move forward. And there was one part where, you know when you're too scared to say out loud what you want to do? And so I was sitting there and everyone, you had to go around the table and you had to say it. And I just went, I'd really like to be like the interior designer on like the morning show or something like that. And everyone went, oh, that's a great one. There's no interior designers on there doing that. And I'm going, oh, okay. So I actually put together a few proposals and approached a few morning shows, and, you know, it was just like the novel. You just got reject, reject, reject. So I sort of let that go. And lo and behold, I reckon 12 months later, there was a very small two-line ad in a newsletter, interior design newsletter, that came through in my inbox. And it was one of those days, and I'm sure you know all about this, those days where you go, I really want to avoid everything that I'm doing because I can't be bothered. But all the crap that comes my way, like almost like, you know, the stuff that you get in the letterbox, oh, I'm going to read that.
You don't want to read an article,
but you're going to read, you know, things for $2.99, the stuff that you never want to want. So that's what the article, you know, that came through. And I read right to the bottom, which I don't think I had ever read right to the bottom, and this ad was down there. I answered it as a joke because it was based in Sydney.
What did it say? It just said, do you want to be?
It said bubbly interior designer wanted for TV show, blah, blah. That's about all I remember. So I answered it. Can I tell you? If it was a week before, the day before, I probably wouldn't have done it.
But there was something. That's the universe. Exactly. I do believe that.
Yeah. And so there was just something that day, and I still remember, and this, and I, you've got no cameras, but I literally went, oh, that's me. And I typed away like, you know, oh, blah, blah. And I was laughing to myself and everything.
Bubbling away, the bubbly interior designer.
And it wasn't a massive response. So I just pushed send and, you know, shuffled a few papers and had a look around, whatever. And then the inbox comes, whatever. And, a few messages. And then my phone rings. And it was the producer of the show.
And she said,
hi, it's Sonia here. You just answered this. Tell me about yourself. And all of a sudden, when somebody that you're not ready and starts saying, tell me about yourself, we just, you know, stuff comes out. You're just like, blah, blah, blah. So
it was. And she said, this woman can talk underwater. Yeah, this is exactly what we need.
It was a little bit like that. And Sonia to this day is still the producer of Selling Houses Australia. That was over 12 years ago.
Welcome back to Boxed In. Shayna Blaze is my special guest this week. The one thing about your job as an interior designer away from the television screen is that you are presenting something to a client and more so on television, you're presenting it to an audience of thousands of people across Australia. How do you have the thick skin that, because you'd get the, I imagine that, I don't like what Shayna did to that room, or even your feedback on the block. You know, I often see people and it's like, really? Like, how do you take that as, how do you not take it personally when someone doesn't like what you like or what you create?
I've got to say, I had the best learning ground straight into my first job after college is the fact that I was straight into the corporate world.
Yes.
And
it's ruthless.
It was ruthless in the fact that you had to come up with three concepts and you had to wear a suit and you had to present constantly. And the amount of times I had to say to myself, it's not personal.
Yes.
And, you know, I was 20.
God.
I was 20. The whole time I had to go, it's not personal. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, you just go to the car and you just cry.
Of course.
And cry and cry and cry. So I feel like I had a lot of knocks in that. And really the environment that I was in, I was the only female.
Yeah, so.
And I had to be tough and I had to take it. And I 100% know it wasn't personal, but it's you're at that age and you're at that vulnerability and also so new in the industry and not knowing what you're doing. All you've done is learn on paper and practice in your bedroom. That's it. And it's that thing of making mistakes and learning from it. Yeah. And I think that was the biggest thing I did. I was so incredibly lucky with the company that I worked for that they were willing to make mistakes. They said, look, it was brand new for them. Let's try this. And if we got it wrong, they said, well, that didn't quite work. Let's do it this way.
Mm.
I was so lucky.
Boxed in with Fifi Box.
Hi, I'm Shayna Blaze and I am boxed in with Fifi Box.
Being a judge on the block for all these seasons and being in the corporate world as well, it must have given you a thick skin. I mean, hearing the feedback you'd get on social media coming back at you from people, I mean, people wouldn't agree with you. Do you think career experience helps you get a thick skin?
I think it doesn't just come from career. It comes from life.
Yes.
Like, you know, the old enough to have wisdom now, goodness me. Look, a thick skin comes in different ways in the thick skin is like, to me, the force field. But it's when the force field has to come down because we can't walk around with thick skin all the time.
No, you can't.
And it's really how you deal with life in general. Mm. And, you know, I've had to dig deep in a lot of times in my life. So by the time I came to the media part, and it makes me feel like all those horrible things that happened to me in my past and personal issues and things that you question about yourself really built me up for what was to come.
Yes.
And I put it in its box of what it is. Does it hurt sometimes? I think it's one of those things. The biggest thing that hurts is the people around me that get hurt.
Yeah, that is tough.
You know, I have beautiful kids and friends that just ring me and just say, this is just wrong. And I just go, just wait 24 hours. It'll all be gone. And there'll be somebody else.
Yeah.
And the fact is that, you know, what I do, every comment I make is not a personal attack.
Exactly.
It is about creativity and it's about people making money and it's about people getting to the next level.
Mm.
And unfortunately, people don't see the full paragraph. They see a sentence of what I say.
Yeah.
And so and there's no way it's bad editing. It's no way it's out of context. It's just there's only so much you can fit on the
page. Exactly.
That's all it is. So that's where I sit back and go, well, that's okay. If you would take that way, I totally get it. But I know that I'd given it in a different way and I'm comfortable with that. I've got to say that, I reckon you would see this, that, you know, the negativity you might get in the press, the negativity you might get on people on social media, to this day, I have never had one person say a bad thing to my face.
Yeah, that's very true.
Never one person come up and say anything horrible to me other than really nice things. So I have to believe in the good of people and I know that when I go out the door, I'm actually okay.
Yeah.
No one's actually going to say anything hurtful, nasty. Mm. And if they do, if somebody confronts me with something really hurtful, I have to say, well, is that constructive or is that they've actually got a problem? And that's how I have to put it in.
Exactly. Shayna Blaze, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love spending time with you. And also we're obviously seeing you on the block, Selling Houses Australia and Harris Scarf. This is a one. What are you doing? What have you got to plug from Harris Scarf?
Well, literally everything you need for your home. We've got beautiful bed linen. We've got cushions. Yay.
Yes.
We've got candles. We've got homewares. We've got picnic baskets coming out. We've got towels. We've got beach towels. We can complete your home.
Oh, that's what you want to hear from Shayna Blaze on a Sunday afternoon. Thank you so much for our chat.
Thank you. What a pleasure. I can't believe it's over already.
I know. How quick was that?